Good morning, and welcome to the Garden Conversation. Today, we are having another pre-recorded program in our series of One Crop at a Time, and we're going to talk about potatoes and growing them in the Upper Lynn Canal. I have Gina St. Clair here with me today to talk taters and the hows and the whys we grow potatoes.
Okay, well, I will start with that. Potatoes are America's number one vegetable. And some good things about potatoes is that they are fat-free, they are cholesterol-free, and they are a good source of carbohydrates. They also are very nutritious. And when you eat potatoes, you should keep the skin because there are good nutrients in the skin. The skin provides 45% of your daily vitamin C and 18% of your potassium, and that's in a medium-sized potato. And there's other, you know, minerals that you get from the potato. So,
but I don't have to eat just the skin.
No, you want to eat the whole potato for sure.
Mm-hmm. The other thing about potatoes is with all of that is also they're satisfying. A lot of people, we love, if I'm having company come over, I always figure I can serve potatoes and everybody's going to, maybe not everybody, but most people are going to love potatoes in some way.
Right. And they've had them before because potatoes have been around for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
Potatoes originated in South America, but they came to the United States around 1621 when the governor of Bermuda sent potatoes to the governor of Virginia at Jamestown.
Wow.
So
that's how we get potatoes. And when I was studying potatoes at one time in South America, the potatoes down there, the old potatoes, look very different. They look closer to what our Klinka potatoes are. They're kind of more fingerling type potatoes. They did not have the potatoes that we strive to get here, these big potatoes.
It's all smaller.
Yeah, they were smaller and different, lots of different colors and different varieties.
And there's actually a lot of things we do to get our big potatoes, and that is something we're going to talk about in just a little bit.
So maybe we should go into that. So we, in our discussions for this, we found that we plant potatoes very differently, and we just do things different with potatoes. And so I thought that might be good to share the way that we do it. So how do you plant your potatoes, and what do you do with them?
Yeah, and it's good to know that there is not just one way to do potatoes. So I encourage everyone to grow potatoes. You get a lot of bang for your buck with your potatoes. 1 pound of potatoes will easily yield 10 to 15 pounds of potatoes that you'll be eating in the fall. So that, when you look at garden space and what you get out of a square foot of garden space, a potato, you get a lot of bang for your buck. A lot of people say, well, why should I grow potatoes? They're cheap. They're in the store. They're cheap, you know. I want to grow other things. Yes, you can. But, you know, anything grown in your garden, even potatoes, are so much better. So, and also, there are so many varieties of potatoes out there these days. So you can just grow a potato that you've never seen before. And they're all slightly different in taste. We always love cooking all three potatoes.
Different colors.
Yeah, different everything. So even if you don't have a lot of garden space, you can still grow potatoes. If, say, you are limited to doing potatoes in a bag or a container, you simply want to look for a main crop or a late season potato, because those potatoes are the ones that are going to grow. You can keep filling in the bag or the container, and the potatoes are going to grow up along the stalk. However, if you're just growing in your garden, the early potatoes and the mid season are just fine. And in fact, I kind of recommend it. I tried a potato once called a purple Peruvian.
Right. I grow those.
But I got no potatoes. And they were a late season. So
they are a late season.
So yep, that, they are. So I do kind of tend to stick to more early season and mid season potatoes. But
the interesting thing that I learned about this is that both kinds of potatoes, both the early and the late, is they're still going to grow their potatoes mostly in the top 10 to 12 inches of soil. And so it doesn't matter which kind it is, but they will do that. But their growth is going to be a little different. The early ones are going to be more lateral. They'll be spread out. And when you dig your potatoes, you can notice this too. The potatoes that you plant, notice what their growth habit is, whether they're more lateral and they spread way out, or whether they're more on top of each other. You should know that most of your potatoes are going to grow above your seed potato. So when you put your seed potato in, you're going to find most of your potato growth above that. So keep that in mind, whether you are burying or whether you are hilling on top, which we will talk about that difference. So you mound and hill, how do you
do
your potatoes?
But let's go back to just getting the potatoes into the ground, because again, Mardell and I, we do this two different ways. Mm-hmm. I tend to, when I cut the potatoes, I leave them out for 2 or 3 days and let the cut edge scab over, and then I plant my potatoes.
And that's called chitting.
No, that's not the chitting. The chitting, actually, I do this before I cut them. And I'm glad you brought that up, Mardell, because I think this is a really important part of growing potatoes. And it's called green sprouting or chitting. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you simply take your seed potatoes and you put them in the window. You can put them under lights, but you give them light. And after a couple of weeks, it's going to take a couple of weeks, you're going to start to see little green leaves on the potatoes. And this is the potato plant that is starting to grow. When you have your potatoes, if you like leave them in a drawer for months and you open the drawer and it's full of these long white shoots, that's the same thing. And they grew the long white shoots because the long white shoots are looking for light. The light. So when you do it in the light, you're starting to get the little plant. That's when you want to plant those potatoes. And so that's called chitting. So then now you cut the potato. You want to have at least 1 to 3 eyes, and you'll see those because that's what's growing. So it makes it easy to cut the potato. I let mine scab over. I let them sit for 2 or 3 days before I put them in the ground. Mardell plants hers.
I plant them right away.
Right away.
I cut them and I plant them right away.
So you know what? You're going to have to figure out what works.
You know, that might be a good idea for your soil. Your soil tends to be wetter than my soil. And the reason that it's recommended that you let them scab over is it's basically a prevention of rot.
It is. It prevents the pathogens from entering into that.
If you've got wet soil, it probably makes sense to let them sit for a couple days.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we cover them with about 3 inches of soil. Mm-hmm. Mardell plants hers deeper, about 6 to 8 inches. Mm-hmm. And then when your potatoes start to grow, everybody seems to recommend hilling.
Hilling.
And so that's pulling in some dirt from around the potatoes. And I do this. And
it's basically covering that potato, basically, is what you want to do. Whether you're up above the soil or whether you're still down in the soil like I'm doing, because my potato is lower than yours, but the gist of it is you want to cover that potato and the plant with dirt.
Right.
So, yeah. And the purpose of that is you want to make sure that your potatoes, as they grow, have enough space, I guess would be the thing to do, is so that the potatoes can grow, not get exposed to light.
And spacing, you want to space your pieces of potato in your row 12 to 15 inches apart.
That's what I usually do. I would say 12.
Give them plenty
of
space.
Yep, give them
you also want to add fertilizer to your trench before putting the potatoes in the trench so that you're getting the fertilizer where the roots are going to be growing. Potatoes like potassium
and phosphorus.
And
rather than heavy in nitrogen.
A little bit lighter on the nitrogen.
If your potato plants go gangbusters and the plants are really full of foliage, which I have had this happen without many tubers, it probably means that you have too much nitrogen and not enough phosphorus and potassium.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so like we said, there's different ways you can do it. I tend to like to dig down, and then I don't hill up as much. And then so what I do is I put a mulch on top of mine. The purpose of that is not only to stop the weeds from growing, but next year that I use seaweed as my mulch. Next year that seaweed is incorporated into the bed then as I grow my next crop. It's important to rotate your potatoes mostly because of scab, but I suppose there's other diseases. There are blights that fortunately we don't have here in Alaska. And so rotating inhibits that from happening. So.
Yeah, and you know, just another reason for growing potatoes. Potatoes like our climate.
They do.
Potatoes are a cool season crop, mm-hmm. and we have a cool season. And we have very few of the potato bugs and insects that really damage potato plants in the lower 48. We don't have them up here. I think our worst potato creature is a slug.
Yeah. And slugs will go for potatoes.
They will. Mice will
also eat potatoes.
They
will, the ones that are on the surface, they're not going to dig way down, but they will eat the ones on the surface.
Yeah. So get those surface ones covered up anyway. If you see any potatoes on the surface, get them covered with mulch, with seaweed, with straw, with dirt, because if they're on the surface, they're going to turn green, and that green is not edible. You don't want to eat a potato that has any green on it. So, another way of growing potatoes, you don't need a lot of dirt. One method is to just put the potato on a layer of dirt and then cover it with straw. I guess I question that a little bit in our southeast growing conditions because of our moisture. I find that slugs are very attracted mm-hmm. to straw. So if I were to do that, I think I might do like one bed as an experiment mm-hmm. before I did my whole crop, covering it with just straw.
So let me tell you my experience. This was a bunch of years ago. We grew potatoes on a bad, full of rocky. It was a horrible soil. And so we just put the potatoes on seaweed, and then we just kept piling seaweed up several times during the summer. And we did that for 2 or 3 years. The downside of it, I didn't like pulling them out of the slimy seaweed because it is slimy. I didn't like that aspect, but everything else I really liked. And what I loved about it was that 3 years in, we had the best soil in the whole garden, was in that corner where I was growing potatoes. So that's one thing you might want to think about. If you don't have a good place to grow soil or to grow potatoes and you don't have great soil, you might try that method.
And how did they do?
They did well. Yeah. Not as big as my potatoes grown in soil. Mm-hmm. That's always the best way to do it. Don't expect your potatoes in containers to be as big. We've had some people here in town do a comparison of in soil and in like grow bags or burlap bags. And they do comparably well, but I don't think the potatoes are ever as big, but you get more of them. It's kind of what it seems to me the theory is showing. So,
I say more fertilizer.
Yeah, and more fertilizer. Yeah, for sure. And if you're in a contained area like the like a bag, you definitely need to make sure that you provide fertilizer because the roots can't go out and reach out as far.
Right.
So, watering. It's important for potatoes to have water.
Potatoes need water. Yeah.
So it's easy to forget them, to think that, they're okay during the dry spells. Mm-hmm. But especially when they're flowering. That's what they said that I've read numerous places that the most important time to water potatoes is right after the flowering or during the flowering. So we should talk about scab. We're just about done here but with our time. But what about scab?
Scab, I've come up with a theory on scab in my garden, and my theory is that scab develops later in the growing season as the soil gets more wet. Mm-hmm. Last year, I dug potatoes out of my garden the beginning of September, and I had almost no scab at all.
Mm-hmm. This because year, you pulled them out early.
I pulled them out early. This mm-hmm. year, I left them until the middle of September, and I definitely had more scab. Mm-hmm. So in my wet soil, my solution to scab is to get them out early. And the other thing I'm thinking about is maybe just to quit being bothered by scab.
Right. Scab doesn't hurt you. It's just a cosmetic sort of thing. But there is one thing that everybody agrees that scab likes an alkaline soil condition. So people who have more acidic have less problems with scab. And I agree. It's I don't get too bothered by scab, but it sure is nice not to have to peel your potatoes, which is what I do to deal with scab. So I want to say we're out of time here, but I want to say one thing. How many times have I been asked about those little baby green seed things? They look like
a tomato.
They look like a tomato. Those are the seed pod of a potato. But don't think you can plant them and get the same potato. You will not. And so throw them away.
Also, don't eat them because
don't eat them.
They are poisonous.
If you have kids that come into your garden, get rid of them because they are toxic.
Yeah.
And more of a problem for kids than an adult. But nobody wants to eat them. So
they look just like a little green tomato. Like,
so that's why kids say, oh, I can eat this. So no, it's a good idea to get rid of them. So okay, there's more we could talk about potatoes, but we're out of time. Thank you so much, Gina.
Okay,
so
hope we have some new potato growers out there this year.
All right, happy potato growing.
Thank you.